though.
We're boss and Mark are talking in their room, up in bed. They're theoretically supposed to go to bed, but it's long before the bedtime, and they're really not tired at all, so they're playing in bed, following mother's orders.
You squished me.
No.
I saw a spider. sick mind.
I'm not sick.
I don't care if you meant your mind, it's still diseased.
Phobos, if you bring me my backpack.
Well, where's Phantom Phobos?
My backpack is downstairs.
Well, where's Phantom Phobos?
In his backpack.
You take it to school every day?
Mm-hmm.
You get to read it there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he does? Okay, I'll read that.
To myself.
You want me to give you free time?
Yeah, to read.
Well, I didn't know that.
So are you good? No, Marky didn't know. I didn't know.
Huh?
Yeah, I think Mark got a better teacher than I did.
Even better. You got a pretty good teacher, Mark. Got an even better teacher. You guys both did very well.
This is yummy.
Is your guy getting real green to you guys? Is he real bossy?
No.
I mean, he's pretty good, too.
Well, yeah, he's pretty bossy, but he's fun.
He's fun, yeah. He's got a lot of good ideas.
He can't draw with a hoop.
Is that true?
He can't what? He
can't draw with a peach.
He can't what?
Draw with a peach. Reminds me of somebody else you know, right?
Me.
Me.
Mark, we're being bugged. Mark, Dad's, microphone is on the bed.
I've got incriminating evidence, and I'm going to take it to school. I'm going to take these tapes to school and play them to all your friends about all the dirty little things you say in bed.
Peter, I will kill you.
Not really. I don't do that with your tapes. I would never do that with your tapes.
Right.
But someday we'll put them in a book and people can read about them.
Do man.
Yeah, they can.
If you do man. Yeah, man.
They think they'll think you're cute.
Yeah.
Did you know they already wrote an article about you?
What?
Yeah, in a book about Mark and Mark. Yeah, really.
What?
It's about when Daddy told you to be good.
Let me see it.
Well, it's coming out. It's Daddy tells you all about how to be. What things are nasty and nice and bloody.
Oh, is this the book?
Yeah, really.
Is this the book that you wrote?
Really?
Is this That's the book you wrote?
No, I haven't written this. Catherine Snow took all the tapes that were, you know, we
so she printed it, but you got the evidence.
Yeah, I got the evidence, yeah. Yeah. And it came out all right, but nobody, it was not a lot of people.
Are you going to,
take all the pee-pee and poop from that?
No, are you going to, add a couple
make more of them so that you can sell them?
Sure, I'll sell more.
Are you going to sell them?
Sure, sell them for a lot of money.
How much? A couple dollars each?
You mean the books?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll get a couple dollars each.
Then you have to pay us.
I'll get grant money.
You have to pay us, Pop.
That's a good, that's fair. If we make a lot of money off these, I can pay you back.
Okay, $200.
Well, that way depends on how much you sell.
One each.
Okay. I don't get anything from Catherine Snow's. From Catherine Snow's, I have to write my own article.
Huh?
Yeah, I'd have to write my own. I didn't write that one, so I don't get any money from that.
Why not?
Because I didn't write it.
You should
have. No, I just got the data. I have to actually write the article. But if I actually write the article, then I'll get the money as you guys can get rich.
No, $100, $200 each. Yeah.
$200?
Yeah.
Depends how much money the article is. I can't promise you.
Depends how good it sells.
That's right.
I hope it sells for Are you gonna sell this one?
This one?
Yeah.
Well, it's not. I have to analyze it first.
What do you mean analyze?
Well, figure exactly how many different things, different kinds of words, different kinds of ideas.
How come?
Because that's what people look at. They don't just like, you know, you don't just like sell the tape recording. You have to type it all out and everything.
How long is this? How long have you been doing this?
Oh, for about 20 years.
You've been writing this dumb book for dumb 20 years?
Oh, not the same dumb book, but I've been working on the same dumb stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Same dumb stuff. I thought you were working on eyes for...
Eyes?
On children's eyes?
No, that was Marshall Hayes.
Yeah, you were working with him.
Yeah, I was a little bit, yeah, but I was mostly working on children's eyes.
Okay. So he was working on children's eyes and you were working on children's eyes.
That's right. You got it.
Yeah.
And now we got to figure out how the eyes contact into the tongue. As if Mark's brain talks to his tongue.
As if he had a brain.
Ross? That's really a silly thing to say, you know that?
Ross? But for that I'm giving the water that was supposed to be to you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, I know he has a great big brain and that great big head of his.
And it's very small, it's full of brain, it's full of smart IQ.
That great big head of his.
Say, and it's full of smart IQ.
And full of smart IQ.
Very high IQ.
Very high IQ.
And very wonderful brother.
And very wonderful relative.
Brother.
Relative.
No.
Kid.
No, he's a brother.
Brother.
And I'll do anything you want now.
And I'll do anything you want now, Mark. Like, get you some sugar stuff. If you get me some more.
No, yes. No, you can't add yes after you make a promise.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put the yes first.
You have to finish it first.
Yeah.
I am finished.
No, you're not.
Don't unbug us.
Okay. I'll stop bugging you. I'll turn it off, okay? I'll turn it off.
No. I want to be on TV.
No, turn it off. Why not? Oh, the poor little dog.
I hate you, poor pig.
That's not recorded, though.
Yeah, I can see it moving.
Oh, but it's moving. It doesn't have a light on it.
So what?
Oh, the poor little dog.
It's moving. And it's recording. Marky! You're my servant, and you take this stuff out. If you get me extra sugar sticks, I will.
How many?
50-something. Mark?
Yeah?
Turn on the closet light.
I'm
I'm hearing the dirty little words off.
Marky. Marky, 1, 2. 1, 2, okay. Today is October 12th, and Mark was saying that he just loved his turkey platter. He said, here's what he said, I love that turkey platter. First of all, it's useful. Second of all, it reminds me of my birthday. And third, I like the picture. And then a second ago, I went up to ask him if he liked his turkey platter, and he said, yeah, what is it made of? And I said, oh, it's some very hard type of plastic. He said, yeah, it's very strong. I only paid $5 for it. And I said, yeah, it was a very good buy. This is something he's very proud of, he got on his birthday last year when he was 7, from Gege. November 21st, Mark's birthday party day.
What's that?
Awesome. Allie just plays if he gives me a dollar.
You promised me last night. I did you special extra favors yesterday. A bunch of them. And you promised me very seriously that you were going to be good today. Remember?
Yes, he remembers. Better.
Have you done it? I did special extra things for you. Particularly, we let Mark sleep with you last night. That was special extra favors, and you said, oh, I'm going to be good. I'll be good tomorrow, he said.
How did you sleep last night?
I missed
it. That's for sure.
Any better than usual?
Or else I was all day asleep.
But how did it feel? Did you get a good sleep?
Huh?
Did you get a good sleep?
Mm-hmm. Except that. The whole night. I dropped my foot off.
You what?
The nose is stuffed up.
Your nose is stuffed up, huh? How come?
And I caught a brave. But I
lost. How come your nose is stuffed up?
Because in dreams, when my nose is stuffed, I breathe through my nose. When my nose is stuffed up, in my dreams, I feel like I'm suffocating. Once I had one where it was real fun. And adventurous, except my nose was stuffed up, and that's what I didn't like about it. And it would have been real fun if I didn't have a stuffed up nose.
Cross, you gonna have one more French toast, like you promised?
And all because of that, I saw a monstrous nose coming out. All because of that, I saw.
I'm reading it.
Oh. Uh-huh. It's November 20th.
I like it, Marty.
You had a good, pretty good party, didn't you?
Hey, Joey.
You think Mark had a good party?
Do you want another one?
Mark and Joey, do you think Mark had a good party? Everybody, if you sneeze into your napkin or away from the table, okay? Please don't sneeze on the napkin, so that won't happen.
Mostly plain. Well.
He's mostly plain because Dad can't even play.
Yeah, what does Daddy eat? That's what I don't know.
I eat one tipper and mostly plain.
Oh.
Cheese, boy.
Because I eat literally just tipper.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean.
Not like you.
Bud McKenzie was crying.
He'd bark.
Those chairs and ducks that your child would do it. They would show them.
He'd howl. He'd howl.
People in Texas are tan.
Yeah.
In Mexico.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty big, huh?
He's a big kid.
Uh-huh.
He ate like heat. So, like, we had a pizza at once, and he ate, like, 5 pizzas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And the pizzas were, like, that big and that thick.
Oh, yeah? Wow. That's great.
Cool. And he, and once we had peas, he ate, like, he ate like a peas from here to here.
How much do you eat for lunch?
Pretty much. Yesterday, on the last day of school, we had hoagies.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
You like hoagies? Would you like mom to make some?
Yeah, I like the ones that are cooked with white bread about this long, and I just like hoagies
hot or
with
cold.
White bread and meat. That's all I like. Hot bread and meat.
Oh, hot bread.
And ham.
Uh-huh.
Hot bread and ham.
Mm-hmm.
Hot, well, actually, I like them, like, with normal bread and cold ham.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. So what is the deal again? Tell me how does it work. If you wanted to buy one, how expensive would it be for that stuff?
It's like there's 2 rocks this big, Easter.
Yeah.
And one is the silver, one's the regular. You know, well, the silver one,
yeah,
it costs like $1, and the regular one, it would cost like 5 cents.
Oh, okay. Where do you get these rocks?
The museum.
Oh, at the museum, huh?
Yeah, at the museum with the dinosaurs in there.
Right, right. What kind of rocks would you like for your collection?
Well, I already got a silver rock.
You mean like the agates?
Yeah.
You want a big one? Now, what do you think you're going to get for when you go shopping?
I don't know.
Have you thought? Are you going to buy presents for us or yourself?
I'm
going to
buy...
You want to use some of that money?
I'm going to buy a present for Ben Barnes. Because we're going to
birthday party.
When is that? Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow is his birthday party?
Yeah.
Nice. What time is his birthday party?
Anyway,
we're going to buy a
present for Ben
Barnes. Uh-huh.
And
a present for me. Just who we were talking about refers to Mommy, who just came back in the car. You could hear the garage door sound, and that's where Marty left to go down there because he was planning to go shopping with Mom. Okay, you want to make chocolate milk out of that, okay?
Yes,
and later in the day, okay. We should have chocolate. We have Ovaltine. I know we have Ovaltine. Do you want Ovaltine or chocolate? Which one do you want, the Ovaltine one or the one without the Ovaltine?
one with all 14.
How many? One?
You can just, yeah.
Two.
No, three.
Three and stir?
Yeah.
I think I'll have a little bit of time too, okay?
Yeah. But then I need to stir some more. Can I have some more too? Oh, some more.
Careful.
And just if you let
me.
Oops.
Mm. That's Rusty. Rusty's home.
Can I show?
He's the one.
Oh,
we're going to do a coin. No, not that we. Marky, finish this.
Wait.
No, finish this. Now, don't run around. First of all, you should build it. Second of all, you better finish.
Why?
Hmm. Is a swear word for you?
Mm-hmm.
What else is a swear word?
All real swear words.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? Nothing else? Mark had gotten a D on his social studies test, and we didn't know about this, but Ross came in on, oh yeah, today's December 1st, 1987. Ross came in to us, we were in the kitchen, oh, around 7:38, and he said, what would you do if a boy got a D on a social studies test? I said, would you spank him or would you punish him? And I said, why did you get one? Why did Mark get one? What would you do if, no, so what he said, what would you do if Mark got a D? And I said, well, I would sit down and talk to him. He said, well, I'm not saying that Mark did. Mark didn't get one. He said, I just want to see what you would do if a boy got one. And so I assumed from that that he had gotten a D on his social studies test. But it turned out that then he brought the paper in and Mark came in with him. And we saw that, in fact, it was Mark who had gotten the D. So Ross was apparently trying to cushion the blow on Mark and trying to find out, like, if we were really going to give Mark a hard time, that he would not tell Mark what to do. I'm going to now verify what Ross really had in mind. Why did you tell us that Mark hadn't gotten a D on his social studies?
Well, I wanted to play a trick on you.
On us, or did you want to make it easy on Mark?
Well, both.
Did you figure that if we said you were going to torture Mark or punish him, that you wouldn't let us see it? Were you going to let us see it in any case?
Yeah.
You were just trying to play a trick on us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. Okay, basically he was just trying to play a trick on us. Telling us that Mark hadn't gotten it, even though it was really clear that he had. 1, 2, 3. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell us all about these stories. These are, what is the name of the book? These are famous sayings, right? Yeah.
Over the Moon, a Book of Sayings.
Okay, go ahead, read me some more. Okay. Yeah, you can do it from the start. Okay. We'll do it. You don't have to worry about it.
I'll do it.
You don't have to worry about the recorder. You can do whatever you want.
There aren't very much of them. There's only them.
There aren't very many, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Raining cats and dogs. Raining very hard. Tied to his mother's apron strings, completely controlled by his mother.
What kind of strings?
Apron.
What is an apron?
An apron.
No.
Apron?
Apron, yeah.
Teaching your grandmother to suck eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Telling people how to do something when they know more about it than you do.
Have you ever done that?
No.
You never told anyone to suck eggs?
Oh, yeah, I have.
What does it mean?
To do some... I'm telling them to do something.
Well, who have you ever told that to?
To, aunt, Mara.
What did you tell her?
I forget what, but it was one of her aunts.
Aunt Penny?
No, I don't know, I forget, but it was one of her aunts.
Aunt Carol?
I think.
Uh-huh, okay.
Toeing the line. Okay. Having to behave like everyone else.
Yeah.
Minding your P.S.
Do you ever toe the line? What happens to your toes if you toe the line?
What's it mean?
What happens to your toes if you toe the line?
I don't know.
Good things to happens to your toes? Or does anything happen to your toes?
No.
Nothing. Okay. Yes or no?
No.
No.
Minding your P.S. and Q.S.
No, no. Minding your P's special. And Q's. No, minding your P's and Q's.
Oh, what's that mean?
Well, P is your letter P and your letter Q. What does it mean, Mark?
Minding your P's and Q's.
But what does it mean?
You have to mind your P's and your Q's. Oh, it means being special careful to behave well.
Did you know that before?
No.
How do they get that idea? What does it mean to mind your P's and Q's? You know what it means?
To mind...
It comes from the old days. It comes from the old days when they used to take the letters P and Q in when they're making books, okay? They take them and the typesetter would be careful. If he got the Q and the P mixed up, they would because they're very close, they get backwards. See, the P looks like the Q? And then he'd end up spelling words wrong. So you have to mind your P's and Q's. Don't make mistakes.
Enough to make your cat laugh. Absurdly funny.
Are cats hard? Do cats laugh a lot? Have you ever heard a cat laugh?
Yeah.
What do they do? How do they laugh?
They go, meow.
Like that.
Actually, okay, I heard my cat laugh. He was like this. He was up cursing like this.
He thought it was funny, eh?
He went, meow.
Okay.
As though he'd been pulled through the hedge backwards. Very untitty and...
Untitty? What is an untitty?
Untitty.
No, untidy.
Oh, very untidy and disheveled.
Disheveled. What does it mean to be untidy and disheveled?
What's disheveled mean?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I know.
Messy.
Oh. Being a dog in the manger. Refusing to give up something you don't really want to someone who needs it.
Yeah. That's pretty horrible, isn't it?
Yeah. Taking a bull by the horns. Meeting a difficulty head on.
Have you ever taken the bull by the horns, Mark?
I think.
Remember the time that,
Julia.
Yeah, Julia, you've taken that bull by your horns. Okay, good.
What time?
Remember the time you lost your money?
Yeah.
Your coins? Then we took the bull by the horns, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Down the train, wasted and done for.
Yeah.
Up the
street. Have you ever found that all your effort went down the drain?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Up the spot. Dad.
Uh-huh.
I'm starting to get better at, riding.
Oh, good. Well, that's good news.
I'm starting to get neater.
That's good news.
Okay, up the spout. Finished. There's nothing more to be done.
I see.
A flea in her ear. A scolding.
A what?
Scolding.
What is it called?
Scolding.
But what's the saying?
A scolding. Oh, a flea in her ear.
A flea in her ear. Oh, I see. Somebody says, Mark, you better watch out. I'm going to... And you can hear it. You can hear it, them yelling at you in your ear, right? Like a little fleas dancing around there, see? Doesn't that make sense? When Mommy and Daddy yell at you, don't you feel like they're yelling at you and they're buzzing at your ears?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In a tight corner, in a really difficult position, one that's going to be very hard to get out of.
Have you ever been in a tight corner?
Yeah.
Like when?
when I lost the $10.
Right. That was tight, Carter.
Okay. Not pulling your punches. Straight talking and brutal honesty. Mm-hmm. I've done that before.
Have you been? Who do you talk to straight brutally?
Your
friends or?